Well, the time is exactly 2 o'clock Central Europe.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. This is an R&I Backtrack.
I'm taking you back in time. Remember this one from the Cup of Corn over at NRC International, the Searchers, Needles and Pins. Happy memories back for you. That's the Searchers, of course. Now, Jackie DeShannon, number called Needles and Pins. And after this record, we have Dave Rogers, who's arrived in the studio, is going to take you through, I do believe, till 6 o'clock this morning. So from yours truly, Brian McKenzie, until I see you tomorrow, lots and lots of happiness to you, and bye-bye.
I made them on a Monday, and my heart was filled. They do run, run, they do run.
Crystals there, and to do Ron Ron, what more can I possibly say except welcome to 1972. Thank you very much, Brian McKenzie, for the past 2 hours and a few minutes, I suppose. Seems very strange, actually. Bye-bye to 1971 and welcome to 1972. And the Barrow Knights. They produce something very interesting every year. Here's a new release by them called Poppumentary 71. Out of date already, aren't they? Carry on, lads.
Listen here. happened this year?
Well, away went Mary Whitehouse and Lord Longford, and this is what happened while they were abroad.
Go Puffer Entry 71. It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I've just made it back again.
Yeah.
I had to have a. I had to walk down to the other end of the ship, you see.
You mean the galley,
way.
Yeah?
It's a long way, yeah.
Oh, I see.
To get a piece of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I had a sudden craving for a piece of cheese.
What track do you want?
How about Roy Black and Anita?
First of all, we'll have this, shall we?
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
Das Beste am ganzen Tag, das sind die Pausen.
Das ist schon immer in der Schule so.
Das Schönste im ganzen Jahr, das sind die Ferien.
Dann ist sogar auch unsere Lehrer froh.
Dann kann man endlich tun und lassen, was man selber will.
Dann sind die Feiten keines Tages mehr du zwei still.
Das Schönste im Leben ist die Freiheit, denn dann sagen wir Sonne scheint für groß und klein.
riesen groß.
Warum muss Show die Show ist auch ein Frosch im Mut. Das Schönste im Leben ist die Freiheit, denn dann sagen wir Hurra! Schön ist es auf der Welt zu sein, wenn die Sonne scheint für groß und klein. Du kannst atmen, du kannst gehen, dich an allen freuen und alles sehen. Schön ist es auf der Welt zu sein, sagt die Biene zu dem Stachelschwein. Du und ich, wir stimmen ein.
Something especially for all our continental listeners there. Roy Black and Anita and Schön ist es auf der Welt zu sein. Yes, Freddy Asho Kasati! Exactly. Did I step on your toe again? I'm so sorry, I didn't realize it was there. Japanese group there called the Yamasukis, and that's called the Yamasuki. Fascinating. The miracles of modern science, I tell you. If you want a quick time check now, it's 15 minutes past 3 o'clock on this January the 1st morning of 1972. Quite incredible, isn't it?
Radio North Sea.
In the sunset tomorrow.
And a record which is doing quite popular in England at the present time. It's by The Faces, and it's called Stay With Me. At least until it's 6 o'clock this morning. I'd appreciate that. Thanks very much. Can't get over that at all. popular English release there by The Faces called Stay With Me. You're listening to Skyline from Radio North Sea International on this morning of January the 1st, 1972. Dave Rogers with you until 6 o'clock this morning. And in fact, we've got Peter Holland's hit pick up and coming now. It's by Seymour and Marika, and it's entitled I Saw You. I Saw You, I Did. Had picked for this particular week, and if you're listening, Peter, a very happy new year to you as well. That's by a couple of guys, or a couple of people anyway, called Seymour and Marika, and it's called I Saw You.
Hey, Rogers,
on
says, do you remember? Going back in time now, as the expression goes. 23 minutes past 3 o'clock, and one of the hits of 1971 by a group called the Buggies, called Julie July.
July, and I am not surprised.
That's a very catchy number there by the Buggies called Julie July. 26 and a half minutes now past 3 o'clock on this January the 1st morning. Oh, can you imagine it? 1972 looming up in front of us. And a bit of Tamla Motown. Michael Jackson says he's got to be there. I believe him. Jackson 5 group, that's Michael Jackson, and he's got to be there, he says. You know, I think I should have left that last glass of champagne. Definitely, yeah. I've got a list here of all the Christmas, or rather the New Year greetings in various different languages, which Leo and Hans read out earlier on in the program, and I'd like to repeat a couple of them now, at least in German, French, full stop. I think just German and French. Wir wünschen Ihnen in jeder Hinsicht ein glückliches und insbesondere gesundes 1972. And in French, nous vous souhaitons nos meilleurs vœux et une bonne santé pour l'année 1972. At least I'm trying, aren't I? It's all written down here. I've got it in Spanish as well. Y a nos amigos españoles, nosotros decimos un feliz y próspero 1972. Is that right? I'm trying anyway. You're listening to Radio North Sea International, with transmissions in medium wave, short wave, and VHF. We're broadcasting from the radio ship Mebo 2, which is anchored in international waters 4 miles off the coast of Europe. And from now until January the 3rd, we should be broadcasting 24 hours a day. Non-stop music. Quite incredible, isn't it? I hope you appreciate it. This is Dave D and Swingy. Dave D there and Swingy, and Jan's been teaching me how to say Happy New Year in Malaysian. Selamat Tahun Baru. Is that right? At least I'm trying, Jan.
Night time, give me back the night time. I don't wanna be angry.
David Bowie, one of the releases of 1971, and a title called Holy Holy.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
The place that's gonna blow your mind.
The place that's gonna blow your mind.
Really?
This is the sound of radio, the
sound of radio.
This is the sound of radio, the
Yeah, Radio North International. And there's our station mascot sitting proudly in the corner, our great big teddy bear, looking very proud, and not caring a hoot what's happening. That's the way. Yeah. Completely nonchalant, he looks. This is Neil Diamond and a new single called Stones.
Stones would play inside her head. She slept, they made her bed, and she would ache for love and get good stones. La 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 la. Days coming, and I'll be there to let the sun in and being lost is worth the coming home. La 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 on the stone.
Diamond and a record called Stones. And I've said my little bit actually about the new year, but I'd like to repeat it once again. It's all very well sitting down here and sort of saying, oh yes, we want all the wars to finish and we want everybody to be happy, but of course it never works out. But all I can say is what I'm feeling in my mind, and that's just what I want really. If only all these damn silly wars would finish, the world would be such a great place, but they seem to go on and on forever. Never seem to finish. Vietnam, India, the Middle East. To me it seems so ridiculous. Why can't people live together in harmony? Why can't they just sort of go on with their everyday lives and just live life to the full? But it seems no, they can't. They have to bicker and squabble, and you hear all these political arguments going on over the news. It gets so monotonous and so dreary. You open up the newspaper every morning and there it is, the front page, either India or Vietnam or the Middle East. To me it seems so pointless. Maybe I'm just funny. That's one of my big wishes that the 72 would see an end to all this ceaseless warfare. And the other thing is that people can be as happy as possible. I know that
obviously they can't be 100% happy because things do turn up which make them feel a bit low from time to time, but all I can say is that I really sincerely hope that each and every one of you lives 1972 to its fullest extreme, that you can be as happy as possible. And, well, what else can I say? Nothing really. I think I've summed up the situation more or less as I wanted to say it. Let's have a bit more music now. This is Rod Stewart and his follow-up to Maggie May, an old Temptations number called I'm Losing You. That's Rod Stewart's follow-up to Maggie May called No, I'm Losing You. It's now 3:45 in Holland and the rest of the continental countries, and in fact 3:45 in England, so a great number of people are sobering up at this present time. I'd like to ask you to be as tolerant to other people as you'd like other people to be tolerant to you. In other words, if there's a big row blowing up about something or other, try and understand their side of it as well as your own side of it, because there's always two sides to look at. And try and understand other people's feelings. It's not always easy. You have to sort of sit there and be a sort of an amateur psychoanalyst to be able to know what's going on in their minds. But possibly, if you try hard enough, you'll be able to sort of figure out what is in fact happening inside their little noggin, as the expression goes. It's always difficult, you know. I've made it my sort of pastime, really, to sort of figure out how people tick over and try and analyze and figure out the best way of approaching a particular situation. So if you do the same, you might find that things work out a lot better. You can always try it anyway. Here's one of my former hit picks early on from last year, from Black Velvet.
Hey there, Mr. Grocer Man, don't bring no food today. Don't bring no food today, 'cause my woman, she's gone away. Hey there, Mr. Greengrocer, don't bring no food today. Don't bring me no food today, my baby, she's gone away.
The second or third hit pick from last year. It's by Black Velvet and it's called I Thought I Had Myself a Good Thing Going. I'm very tempted to nick a piece of cheese which is lying very conveniently over there, but I'm sure that if I did so I'd be violently sick, so I don't think I'll bother after all.
I'm
The Chambers Brothers are a rather strange title there. It's called By the Hair on My Chinny Chin Chin. At the moment it's about, what, an eighth of an inch long, and it's getting a bit longer. And don't forget, one of my New Year resolutions is to shave every day. Whether I'll stick to it is another thing altogether.
Dave Rogers.
Yeah, funny, isn't it? Ha 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 ha. Big joke, isn't it? Yeah. Extremely amusing. Go back to your corner, Leo.
She took the cream-coated coconuts, candy-coloured chocolate nut world. Honey pot and sugar snacks, she was just a very fat girl. But nice and warm and round. Jelly roll and toffee ice, coffee cup and fluffy ice fluff. Marshmallow marmalade, lime and barley lemonade drops. Work off another pound. Newspapers, magazines say that her chances seem slim. Keep a count of calories if you still wanna be trim. Take off another stone, 'cause nothing quite seems to fit. Let's out a skirt a bit more. Vow she won't eat again, then feels a hungry tongue roar. Can't live on bread alone, 'cause all she wants is one someone to love.
The former Terry Davis hit pick is a double A-side by Peter Noon. That's called Walnut Whirl, and the other side is entitled Right on Mother. And we're not quite sure whether that record is in fact still available, but as far as we know, it still is. Anyway, if you'd like to buy that one, it's by Peter Noon, as I said, and it's called Walnut Whirl. Here's a record which was a music maker some time ago, last year, by Bajura.
I'm back home again. Where I've been, knowing I've been west. I'm their family's unknown child, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with faces fair. See the shine in the black sheep child. If you love me, let me live in peace, and please understand, the black sheep wear the golden fleece and holds a winning hand. I'm their family's unknown child, girls with faces fair, see the shine in the black sheep child.
Quite a short track, isn't it? That's by Bajura, and it's called Black Sheep Child, and it's from an LP, in fact, entitled The Beauty of Bajura. In fact, that particular sign is only 1 minute 35 seconds long, which is pretty short, I think you'll agree. Something to wake you all up. Sweat Hog and Hallelujah. A group called Sweat Hog, funny name, and it's called Hallelujah, and we're now about 2 seconds away from the time signal.